Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call into the show, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Stephanie, you know, you do a lot of work outside of Free Talk Live.
Oh, my gosh, I do.
You do.
You do, because you live with me.
Yes, I know very well. And, you're on Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Yep, Let's Talk Bitcoin is a twice-weekly podcast about all things Bitcoin. So if you don't get enough Bitcoin talk on Free Talk Live, you can check out letstalkbitcoin.com. And I'm also a freelance voiceover artist. You can find my voice website at smvoice.info.
Yeah, great, great stuff, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your boyfriend. But we were talking earlier in the first hour of the show. We were talking about a woman getting pepper sprayed on her vagina or her vulva.
Yeah,
and we have a caller, Matt in Tennessee. Matt, are you with us?
I am.
What do you want to talk about, Matt?
Metaphysics. You know, just how, you know, the municipalities within the states, depending on the several state constitutions, basically assume ownership of people, and it all comes from the federal government.
Oh, yes, I believe that they think they own you.
Okay. Well, I think they do, at law, according to the United States Constitution.
I agree. I would agree with that as well. That by their laws, they do.
Right,
you want to explain that more, Matt? Though,
yeah. Go ahead and outline your case that they claim to own you by law.
Well, it's because of adhesion contracts. It's that same old tired thing. The difference between admiralty jurisdiction and common law.
And so you're claiming that at some point, wait, common law is an older form of law. So you're claiming at some point there was in the past that kings and dukes and earls did not claim to own the peasantry?
I didn't say that.
Okay, well then why do we need adhesion contracts and common law? How is admiralty law usurp common law when common law already recognized the ownership of serfs by dukes and earls and that sorts of thing?
Well, I don't think the common law really recognized that. That's okay. A deeper disagreement. But certainly, I think your contention has merit for sure. But certainly, to what we've got going on that came on, you know, in 1789 was, that, you know, the incipient seed that would allow people to give up. And that's what's happened. The milk and honey was too much. It's too good of a party, dude.
Yeah, you know, I'm inclined to agree. I think that actually, like, when the country switched away, when the United States switched from the Articles of Confederation, that it got a worse deal. You know, and I think we get taught that, you know, that somehow the Constitution was the better deal. But I'm inclined to think the opposite. What do you say to that, Matt?
I agree with you, man. Hey, are you a minarchist?
I'm not. I'm just speaking...
Stephanie and Randy. I want to get to know you personally.
There's no Randy.
Oh, no,
Brian.
It's Brian.
I'll be
okay.
Randy.
Brian,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
He
no,
is
no
kind
worries.
Of Randy. He does
yeah,
get Randy.
I am pretty Randy.
But Mark and Stephanie is correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Mark, Stephanie, and Brian. Okay.
Yeah,
Brian.
No, there was a time, Matt, where I would have called myself a minarchist, and at that point I would have been making probably a similar case to what you are, where I would say that, hey, no, the Articles of Confederation were the better thing, far more decentralized, you know, all of that. I'm at a further stage, not saying I'm smarter than anybody, but, you know, I'm to the point where I'm so sick of the laws that I just kind of want them, you know, tossed away myself.
You know, and that's the beauty of the common law. The common law says that you don't hurt anybody. You don't mess around on your wife or husband. You don't steal from people.
Wait, common law says you don't mess around on your wife or husband? Where does it say that?
Yeah, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Well, but that comes from the Bible. That's not common law, right?
The Bible is the source of common law.
I imagine Magna Carta may have referenced.
I'm not sure if I'm so interested in living by biblical law.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm not either.
They wasted the first four commandments on just, you know, what you got to do to make God happy.
Yeah.
Who
so,
Mark, who are they?
Whoever wrote what we commonly call the Ten Commandments, which are not referred to that way in the Bible.
Well, they're not. They just show up in Exodus, and you know the whole Bible doesn't get read by Christianity. And
pretty much,
that's a fact. I agree with you on that, Matt. Now, Matt, great points. I appreciate you bringing all of that up.
If we had to live by biblical law,
if I had to live by all 613 mitzvot, which is what I was taught growing up, oh man, forget it.
Forget the clothing that we're wearing because it was
you're mixing all them fabrics together.
Hey, I wear is black.
I want to talk about minarchy and what that means.
Sure.
So the term was tossed around, and it probably isn't a term that's used by most folks.
You're right. That should
it's
be explained.
Oftentimes, this juxtaposition between minarchists and voluntarists or people who call themselves anarchists and that kind of thing. I want to dispel this notion immediately.
Oh, here we go.
I went from being what, you know, the show's minarchist to accepting the voluntarist standpoint by one point. And here's why. It's the first question is, are voluntary interactions preferable to involuntary ones? Generally, people are going to say, okay, yeah, I'll go for that. Yeah, it's better if people do what they want to do. Fine, great. Do you think that everybody has to play by your rules? Can somebody say, you know what, I want to stay on my own piece of land, do my own thing over here, and I don't want you enforcing your rules on me? And if so, if you believe in secession, personal secession, that some people can get together and try something new, if you think that innovation and governance can only be wrought by competition in the same way that we think innovation and everything else can be wrought, then you're no longer a minarchist. Even if you think, like, man, you know, I can be convinced that the best form of government is a small, independent republic. I'm good with that. With, you know, small government, whatever. I think that's a fine idea. But even if you think that, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily a minarchist if you're willing to let other people try their own thing. Letting other people try their own thing simply makes you a voluntarist because that's what they want to voluntarily do. And if you aren't doing that, you're not a minarchist, you're a tyrant. Okay?
You're a fascist.
That's the end of the story. I mean, you know, either I can, with a group of my friends, try a new experiment in the area of governance on land that I have bought fair and square, or I can't.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an interesting parsing of terms. Stephanie, do you have any thoughts on this?
Go ahead, yeah.
Well, My issue isn't some. I think the way you define the terms, I think that actually makes a lot of sense. That, you know, okay, this person gets to try this over here. This person gets to try this over here. I'll admit, I'm a little shaky on like the idea of that though. In that somehow other people, I guess sometimes I wonder about the ability to claim land.
Okay.
Because, you know, and we can go back to like kind of.
But can I claim the use of land is really the question. Not whether I can claim land or not, because I will die, the land will not. But can I claim the use of land that I have improved in some way?
Well, I wonder about that, because here's the question. Is that what exactly we have? I think we need to define that land and what exactly these kind of borders.
I've got a fence.
Yeah, all right. If you have a fence, so then
right,
everybody has
just,
to put up a.
You can't just build a fence around like the entire White Mountain Forest of New Hampshire and then say, I'm using it.
Right, and because here's my issue is like let's go back to old Brittany, and you have the king's deer, okay?
Yes,
the deer gets born onto the land.
Fascinating idea.
Yeah, and you know, okay, so that is essentially because it was on the king's land that belongs to the king, and so when it leaves by its own autonomy. Okay, instinctual or whatever, when it leaves that land, suddenly it's still the king's. But if you kill it, you're liable to treason. Now that. You know, example, I think, would translate into a lot of people's ideas of private property to where some, I mean, but how does that work? I mean, you can't be at fault for the deer coming onto your land. And so I wonder about this whole border thing that you can put up.
I think rivers are also interesting streams, things that pass through land. Very interesting stuff.
Air.
You know, What's that?
Air.
Air passes through.
I stay in one place.
Yeah, I think there's some real issues that need to be discussed as far as borders and having your own areas to develop things.
I think that could be worked out, though. That's my opinion.
Maybe.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Call in 855-450-3733 with your thoughts, and you can talk about anything, literally anything, believe me. But if you want to find out of just about that anything, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and there you can find years practically a decade's worth of past shows where, believe me, you want to talk about entertainment. There is great entertainment to be had. Unfortunately, I've only been on the show. Well, not, no, I'm very fortunate to be on. I've only been on the show for about a year now, almost a year exactly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I think you're going away next week, Mark, right?
I am.
And that was the first time I was on, was I was your replacement, but I would in no way claim to fill the shoes of Mark Edge, by no means of Captain America himself, so, as much as I would try. But tonight, anyway, go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can check all those out. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So, Man Venture, we're just talking about land ownership. I know what defines land ownership. People with guns. You can go to manventureoutpost.com.
Wow.
And you can get handguns.
Like I have to hand it to you. That's a great segue.
It is. I was working on it. I thought it might be a little harsh, but I just decided to go with it. They've got everything over there. Pistols, revolvers, shotguns, derringers, new, used, whatever, lever action. They've got ammunition. Firearm accessories. They've got everything for the hunter, the camper, the survivalist, the, you know, people that are just into shooting particularly. And they've got it at, frankly, the lowest prices. So if you can get the name brands at the lowest prices, that's really what you want. Because a lot of times if you get something that's low priced, it's chintzy, it breaks soon. Name brands give you the best chance of having a good quality product. Not every time, but most, you know, a better chance, I suppose, is the way I'd like to describe it. When you get that real quality item that really works for you and you're delighted to own it. And you may be able to find that item at manventureoutpost.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree. Lowest prices anywhere. I look at a bunch of different shops and they always beat them. So, you know, now I brought up, a caller kind of brought up the idea of land ownership, adhesion contracts, all this stuff, and property. And, you know, sometimes I really do wonder about property. Now, I brought up, Mark, about how you were making a great case that really minarchists and anarchists, they all kind of want to be able to just be in their own little area and, you know, have things their way there. But then there's that border, which, you know, a lot of voluntarists or libertarians, pick your word, you know, usually have a problem with borders, right?
Okay.
And I just kind of wondered, I mean, you have this real issue where I don't know how you can really lay claim to a border. I understand the fence idea, but the fence idea doesn't solve a river.
Are we talking about a border of a country or a border of land?
A border of your property,
okay,
of your private property.
Okay.
And, you know, a fence doesn't solve the river. And do you have the right to, you know, suddenly block off part of the river and keep the person next to you from getting access to it?
So most of the time what I'd say is anything you do on your land is fine as long as it doesn't affect my land, which is next door, or whoever's land next door. That's cool. So if you dump, you know, you want to get rid of the boiling green acid that you have, and you decide, dumping in a river will get rid of it pretty quick, then that river passes into my river, you have now moved boiling yucky acid, not boiling any longer, acid
sure.
into my property. And just because you dumped it in the river doesn't mean that you're not responsible for it. However, what I do wonder about is, hey, look, I've been using the water that comes out of the river. You've been using the water. The person up the stream uses the water. So how much of the water do you get to use and I use? If the guy up the stream decides, you know, I need all the water, and he pumps it out and does whatever he does with it and just it goes away. I don't know how you make water go away, by
sure.
the way. But he just decides, well, we'll just use this water.
Okay, well, this is the thing, is that I don't think there's any economic law or any private property law or any law at all that solves this problem. Okay.
Well, yeah, do you have a right to clean water? I mean, if you buy, let's say you buy a property with a stream going through it, do you have a right to have that stream be clear and drinkable forever? No, I absolutely don't think so. So get a filter.
Well, I think that, but if you have a stream going through your property, you don't have the right to just, you know, have animals poop in it or whatever either.
You don't have the right to not have animals poop in it. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if a moose comes along upstream of your property and poops, and then suddenly there's beaver fever, a.k.a. Giardia, in the water, which is a parasite.
Doesn't that be moose fever?
It's still beaver fever.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it just sounds better. But yeah, you can't stop.
Everybody
the
loves
moose
that
from
beaver
doing
fever.
That.
Go ahead.
You don't. The moose hasn't. I have it. the moose hasn't violated your property rights, or else a lot of people wouldn't say that the moose has violated your property rights. I mean, the concern for me that I also see is that there are certain libertarians, and this really has not much to do with the concept of property rights, but I see a lot of people using the idea of, well, this person violated my property rights, so I can shoot him, or I can use some kind of violence to get revenge on him. And there are some libertarians, I think, or people who call themselves libertarians, that are like almost trigger happy for somebody to violate their property rights so that they can exact that revenge or whatever.
Okay.
Have an excuse for violence.
Yeah, now this is where I have a problem with the NAP, the NAP, the non-aggression principle, which the non-aggression principle, if you could give me a definition, Mark.
That's basically that you can't use force or threats of force or fraud to get what you want.
Okay. In my opinion, that little rule, would you call that a moral rule?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's the only one.
Okay, right. And I think most people agree with you. And there was certainly a time where I did too, you know. But I think my problem with that is that it's just opening up the idea, if it's just that simple, and simplicity is good, I like simplicity. But
I think
just,
it mostly works is what I would call it.
Okay, right, because it's really just, in my opinion, it turns it into a game of who started it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and...
Yeah.
And it also, people will, if they want something, if somebody wants, like, say it's over this land or whatever, it could be over anything, like, they want something from you, I get the feeling if the only moral law would be the NAP, then people would just twist everything they possibly could
to make it into a NAP violation.
To make
so
it into a NAP
justify
violation.
Whatever action they're going to take.
Right.
Yeah, so that they wanted to take before they knew anything about the NAP.
Sure. There's always going to be the lawyers in the crowd. And I don't mean, you know, people that have gone to law school. I mean people who want to twist whatever the law is to get what they want. I just think that at this point, the law has been twisted over centuries, frankly, so thoroughly that it no longer represents what we know as the law today has been twisted so thoroughly that it no longer represents any kind of moral code.
Right.
And period. I mean, the legal system is so corrupt and slow and ponderously expensive that it achieves nothing.
Yeah.
I think the NAP is essentially Alexander's cleaving of the Gordian knot in many ways,
right?
And it isn't going to be perfect. It isn't going to tie up all loose ends. I don't know how that affects land ownership particularly, but you know, I think that generally the non-aggression principle works is where I'm at. As far as land ownership, let me. I know you haven't worked out this theory for yourself. I got 11 acres.
Yeah.
I don't use every inch of that 11 acres all the time, but if somebody came and started setting up camp on the back end, I'd be like, you camping here for the night? Oh, that's cool. All right, have fun. Well, you're camping here for a week now.
Well, don't you have somebody who does that, Mark? But you invited them?
They're invited. But, I mean, you know, if you can get along, it would be really strange if somebody just decided to set up camp on my property for a month.
Your thoughts, private property, the NAP, Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of What is Happening in Talk Radio. And tonight, you've got Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So, passport.freetalklive.com is a place where you can go if you're worried about government confiscation of IRAs, confiscating gold, nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes, seems pretty likely, or maybe even worse, imposing restrictions on your freedom to travel. As the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some government bureaucracy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it to people, and it's really fascinating. They just pull your paperwork.
Oh, unbelievable.
So some people suggest that this is it. Let's leave the United States behind. Watch it burn. But I don't think everybody feels the freedom. They've got families here, they've got jobs here, they've got houses and mortgages and all those things. So if you feel that way, you can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing that information live from a very special, very intimate event in Las Vegas, January 23rd through the 25th. The event's called Passport to Freedom. You'll also learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at that three-day event. So Peter Schiff's going to be there. He's going to keynote the event. Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine.
Bobby Casey's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think right. Jeff Berwick.
Jeff Berwick. Yep. Yeah. Another couple of them that are going to be there. And so we've secured an early bird offer for our listeners. Just go to passport.freetalklive.com. Get your tickets today because this personal and intimate event is all about taking action. You'll learn stuff there that you can't find online. This new material is something you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
All right. Now, we were talking about, for the past couple segments, about maybe, you know, the NAP rights, property rights. And we've got someone on Skype, and I love it when Skype works. So let's see if it is working.
we'll see if we love it.
Dason, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's
Hi,
on
Dason.
Your mind?
Hey. On Friday, I was sitting in my room with my newborn son and thinking about children's rights.
Congratulations.
And I wrote a, thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. I wrote a little poem that I'd like to share with you guys about
All right.
my thoughts on him. It goes, "My son was born today, and some people say that his life is theirs because he was born with debt that grows with every passing day, and if he does not pay, then they will lock him away. Are your eyes not open, or is your heart just made of stone? This child's not a slave, his life is his alone. I'll raise him strong enough so that he can resist and keep their shackles off his wrists. My son was born today, and some people say that his life is theirs, because he was born with sin, and if he does not obey, then one day, then on his dying day, he'll burn in hell, they say. Are your eyes not open, or is your heart just made of stone? This child's mind is not yours, it's only his alone. I'll raise him wise enough so that he can resist and keep their poison from his mind. My son was born today, and I say that his life is his, because a breath of air is not a contract that he signed, and to be alive is not a sin. It's just a struggle from within to find the joy in every day and not let your life slip away."
Wow.
That was beautiful, Dave.
I think it's great.
Yeah, bravo. Seriously, bravo.
I love it.
Yeah, that's incredible. Agreed. Who can tell you can't breathe or whichever? I mean, what really inspired a lot of that?
Well, I was just there looking at Apollo and thinking about
Apollo's
your son.
Yeah, my son's yep. name is Apollo Invictus Animus.
The unconquerable. I love it.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about how he's just barely been born, and there's two groups of people that say that they have ownership of him, and that's pretty much where I was going off of.
You think it's just two? Surely we can hunt around and find some more.
Well, two major groups that
yeah.
are very verbal about how he belongs to them.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you take something like, the popular conception. I realize there's a lot of different conceptions of Christianity, but the popular conception of Christianity is, look, Jesus is your Lord and Savior, whether you chose it or not. You know, he's the creator of the universe no matter what. And yeah, you know, like how did Apollo possibly sign that deal? Or you have, like we were talking about earlier, where the Constitution, where a lot of the laws in the United States says, hey, you belong to us. You know, how could Apollo have signed that deal? And I think that's a pretty powerful moment, and it's pretty powerful to recognize it, especially at birth, this early on. I mean, that's just incredible in my opinion.
I think he's really lucky to have you as a dad, Dason.
I concur. Any other thoughts, Dason?
Well, honestly, when it comes to the non-aggression principle towards children, or the non-aggression principle in general, I don't really feel it's a good guideline, because it leaves so much out.
It does.
And especially towards children, it's like, if the kid accidentally lashes out and hits me, does that mean it's all right for me to just shake the living hell out of him?
Clearly not.
But I guess I feel that the best way to take care of a kid, because honestly, I have no clue what's going to cause long-term damage and what isn't. There are certain things that I have gained enough knowledge about that I can hypothesize, so don't hit your kids, don't yell at them.
Good luck with that not yelling at your kid thing. I really wish you the best of luck with that one, Jason.
Honestly, I don't know if I'll be able to, but it's worth trying. But I guess the thing that I think you should try to stick to is the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm.
Yeah, I like that
one. Yeah, that's pretty
understand
good.
Understand that...
Doctors don't even follow that, so...
Right now. Yeah, well, to first take that and understand that I am an imperfect person, and I don't know exactly what's going to do harm, so I'm just going to work to do the best I can according to the knowledge that I now possess.
I love it.
Yeah. Great thoughts, Stason. Anything else, or is that...
No, that was it.
Okay, thanks for calling in. I absolutely loved that poem. That was amazing. I got to wonder about that. That's the thing that I was saying earlier, is that I don't think the non-aggression principle, it just doesn't go far enough. Now, some people tell me it's a good start. Okay, maybe it's a good start, but like we're talking about, especially a lot of people that consider themselves, you know, anarchists or voluntarists of the type where they want to try things really new. You know, we're telling people that, hey, you got to let us give this a shot. But yet, we don't have alternatives. We're just telling people that, like, the government's bad, that's fine. That's a fine statement to make. Or the government's killing a bunch of people, which is a literal statement. It's what it's doing. And so we have to do something else. Now, yes, okay, we need to stop the killing. But there's not a lot of alternatives being offered up. Now, I thought that was great that Dason mentioned the Hippocratic Oath, as a possibility. And, boy, harm. I mean, where do you define that? You know, how do you define that? I don't know.
Well, it's probably more of a principle that you might impose on yourself. Like, if you think something is harm, then don't do it.
Sure. And with kids, it becomes an odd thing. I mean, myself, I helped raise three kids, and I did an atrocious job. I mean, biologically not mine. And I mean, I did a positively terrible job of raising these kids. Now, there's a lot of parents out there that I think do a fine job today, as good as anyone could be expected, because we don't always have all these answers on how to do these things. I guess I got to wonder, you know, with Dason writing that poem, that kid can see that poem years later and can say, at least his dad tried. And the kid just doesn't want to, like, up and defoo because at one point he got yelled at, you know? Because I think that punish the parent thing can happen far too quickly. And maybe we need to think about how can we, you know, maybe keep that from happening. I don't know. Anyway, your thoughts, please call in. These are big subjects. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, where you can call in 855-450-3733. We're talking about, boy, I mean, we've got some pretty deep subjects going on. We're talking about children's rights, the non-aggression principle, property rights. I mean, the big stuff in libertarianism or voluntarism, whatever you want to call it. And tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Check out BuzzBox Coffee. Why? Because you probably don't know the process through which your standard coffee goes through. This is the coffee that you buy at the grocery store generally, the coffee that generally you buy at these, big-time coffee shops and that kind of thing. That coffee is generally grown, it's generally sun-grown coffee. Now, this is a hybrid version of coffee where they essentially cleave down all the trees and then they do what they normally do with farmland. They plant crops and that kind of thing. Well, in these areas where they grow coffee, the land's not really made for that. It isn't the breadbasket of the United States, and the land can't handle all the trees being cut down, because then the topsoil washes away into the ocean, and they have to go do that same thing someplace else. Usually takes a decade, maybe two, and then the people there have mortgaged their futures for a little bit of money in the near term. A better way to produce coffee is shade-grown coffee. Not only that, it also prevents that sort of acid reflux feeling that you get from drinking coffee, some people get from drinking coffee, because shade-grown doesn't have that acidy feeling. Now, what BuzzBox does, not only do they have the shade grown, but they grow it 100% organic, because coffee is very, very absorbent. And it's top 1% Arabica grade, because the kind of people that would care about this stuff also want really good tasting coffee. And they help the farmers that produce this stuff to have a better life. So they give these loans. World Vision works with BuzzBox, gives micro loans so that people can get in on the coffee co-op and break the generational chains of poverty. All you have to do to get in is have a good work ethic, and then you have the opportunity to produce coffee that other people will buy. And that's why, rather than drinking regular coffee, feeling bad at Christmas time, sending money towards people who are starving in other countries. You know what? I'm just going to give them a hand up rather than a hand out. So go to, if you would like to do like I am, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you a free pound of coffee so that you can begin helping the world one cup at a time with us, because we're going to do 100 World Vision microfinanced loans. It's important to me. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Love it. Let's go ahead and go right to the phones. We've got Joe in Columbia, South Carolina. Joe, are you with us?
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Joe. What's on your mind?
All righty. Well, that gentleman that wrote that good poem about his son, I certainly appreciate that.
Excellent.
You know, I got several points. You know, two of them. One of them you could say is religious, anti-religious, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
You know, I was raised a Catholic, and I left that faith and went to Methodist and kind of left that. But the way I look at it is, the Bible says that God created man, but I also believe that the Charles Darwin and the origin of the species, you know, here's how I put it. I put it as God... You know, as Darwin said, we evolved from the primates. But who invented the primates? God. So there's an equal answer on both parts there.
Okay, and so you're of the belief, Joe, that the 6 days wasn't literal. It was more like 6 billion years or 6 million years or something like that, right?
However you want to put it.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
So either way, you know, people that don't believe in God, they can go with Darwin, or people that believe in God can go with Christ, or people like me can go with both, you know.
Okay. Well, what was your second thought?
All right, the second thought is about all these terrible shootings that are happening in our schools. The only way we are going to be able to stop the shootings is to put up a fence with barbed wire at the top of it, have one entrance and one exit only with officers with M16s and bomb and explosive sniffing dogs, and everyone that goes in and comes out has to pass through either that entrance or that exit.
We have those already. Those are, we have those. We call them prisons.
I know, but this is for children. You know, they're trying to learn that.
Yeah, it's a prison for children.
It's a prison.
I'm not saying that it is a prison. I'm trying to keep the criminal element out.
Well, you know, Joe, here's my thoughts on this. I mean, you mentioned, I'm guessing very much that you're still a Christian.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Jesus' message was, you know, all about love and understanding each other, and in fact, in Matthew it says, you know, what good does worry do anyone? And I think maybe, now I'm an atheist, and I don't want to, you know, I really don't want Jesus' gospel getting spread, but I do like the idea of society being based on love and understanding. And I think if that love and understanding were being, you know, was part of the program, part of the parenting, like Dayson's poem was talking about, from the get-go, I get the feeling that a lot of this stuff, A, wouldn't happen. You know, these shootings. And B, you know, I think that this necessity for walls and barbed wire and all this would probably go away. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've never been to college, but I'm a high school graduate. And
that's all right.
Earlier in my life, when I was younger, when my mother carried me, my sister, and brother in a grocery store, she'd have us line up behind her, and she'd tell us, before we go in that store, you don't want nothing, you're not going to get anything, and don't ask for anything. And back then, if you acted out in the store, your parents would wear you out, you know, with a hand and belt, you know. And also back then is when the schools would, you know, if you got in trouble, like in elementary school, you would get my parents.
You'd get like the ruler slap on the hand or something. How do you feel about that, Joe?
Gave permission for the teacher, written permission, then me, and then to let them know when I got home that I acted out, and then
is this something that you support?
Oh, well, you know, I turned out good. I'm not in jail. I don't have a criminal
record.
Okay,
all right. Joe, here's an idea I want to put by you, okay? Is that the idea that's punishment, you know, that's physical punishment. And what I got to wonder, it's violent punishment too. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to say that, you know, whipping somebody with a belt is violent, right? I mean, like it fits the dictionary definition, yeah?
Well, I was raised, you know,
Hold on, Joe. Because here, my point is this, is that if we raise children with the idea that a violent reaction is okay, then when the world maybe screws them over later in life, or however it happens, what is their taught way to react? They're taught violence. And it gets worse, you know, because I agree with you, Joe, completely that Christians don't read their whole Bible. They like to pick pieces here and there. And like there's a, you know, in Proverbs where it says, don't spare the rod. Sparing the rod is one of the most loving things I think you could possibly do. And in fact, not sparing the rod, I think, is what creates this violent reaction, that happens, be it in school shootings or that happens in the home or wherever. We're literally telling kids, look, when a wrongdoing happens, the way to react is violence instead of love and understanding. What do you think? I mean, how do you feel about that, Joe?
Well, you say you raised three children, three boys, I assume.
Two girls, one boy.
Girls and a boy. What if one of them girls was 16 and just out of the blue got possession of a gun and robbed a grocery store? And was caught. Now, how would...
That doesn't really happen out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, oh well, I'll say this. I mean, like I admitted, Joe, you know, I was a terrible parent. And I regularly spanked, even used the belt, did horrendous things. And now, looking at myself, looking back at that, and at the time I was also Christian, but you know, looking back, what would I say? I would say to my, you know, to that girl, I would say, I am so sorry because I did this. You know, like I showed you, I told you, you looked up to me, and I told you that violence was okay because of how I punished you. And the last thing I'm going to want for that person is to get punished in turn. Okay, I want that girl to see what love is and what empathy and understanding is between two human beings, and that is not locking one up in a jail cell or with barbed wires. And Joe, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And you can call in with your thoughts on anything we've been talking about here. Again, pretty deep issues. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.